a letter that Paul wrote to the Ephesians. Now, they were people who lived in a place called Ephesus, which is where Turkey is now. And there was a little church, a little group of Christians there. And this is Paul writing to them. And the letter's in two halves. And the first half, he tells them that God has a wonderful plan for the world. And that Jesus is working this plan out. And that eventually, all the world and all of heaven will belong to his kingdom. And he tells them that we're all part of this plan. Everybody who believes in Jesus, all Christians, are part of this plan. And then in the second half of the letter, he tells them what that means, because it means living as followers of Jesus, living Christian lives. And sometimes that's not easy, but God will help us. And Paul was writing this letter when he was in prison, and he was writing and he was thinking, how can I tell people, how can I explain that God will help them to be good Christians, to follow Jesus? And because he was in prison, he would be chained all the time by his wrist to a Roman soldier. And he looked at this Roman soldier and he thought, ah, that's what I do. I tell them that God will help them, and it will be like having the armor that a Roman soldier has. So that's what he did. And we're going to read about that now. And it's on page 1177 in the Bible, so if you want to follow it. Page 1177. It's Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, from verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you've done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled round your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Thanks be to God for his word. Now, who can tell me, why do people wear armor? Yes. To be protected, that's right. It's to protect them. It's a bit like Bill and Bob wearing their wetsuits to keep them warm when they go down into the cold, cold sea. But why do we need armor when we're not in a battle? We can't see lots of soldiers lined up to fight us. And I'm sure they're not surrounding Liverton Kirk so that we won't be able to get out. All we're doing is trying to live as followers of Jesus. Paul says we're not fighting people as in a normal battle. But we need to be protected from anything which would stop us
doing what we're trying to do. There are plenty of things around that could stop us. Paul calls our enemies the devil, rulers and authorities, the powers of this dark world, spiritual forces of evil, even in heaven. You see, wherever God's trying to do something, and remember he's got this big plan for the world, wherever he's trying to do that and whenever he's doing anything, there are always forces of evil that would like to stop him. And they'll attack us in all sorts of different ways. Perhaps we'll be tempted to do something which is not right. People might encourage us just to try something. Or we might see something going on which looks good and we think, oh, we'd like to try that. But we know deep down it's not right. Or things might happen in our lives which make us think, oh, I don't know whether I can believe in God. If something's very sad or worrying, it makes us doubt if God's looking after us. And then we can hear other people arguing that we're wrong and they're being very persuasive. Or people can make fun of us for being Christians or for going to church, tell us it's a stupid thing to do. And there are lots of things like that that can steer us away from the right path, steer us away from following Jesus. And Paul knew that when he wrote this letter. So what does he say we should do? Firstly, he says we should be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. We must stay close to Jesus. Have Jesus at the very center of our lives, the main focus, because we need his strength. We need it always in us and beside us to keep us on the right path. In John's Gospel, Jesus says at one point that he's the vine and we are the branches. And he says no branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. And you can imagine that. A branch that's not attached to the main stem will never have any grapes on it. So we must hold tight to Jesus if we're going to be good Christians. I read a book the other day about this bit of the Bible, and the writer of it, John Stott, says that wobbly or shaky Christians are not going to be able to withstand any attack. They need to be firm and strong in Jesus. So perhaps that's something we can ask ourselves. Are we wobbly or shaky Christians? Or are we firm and grounded? And then Paul tells us about the equipment that we should have. Remember Bill and Dawn's equipment that wasn't really right? Well, God's equipment to help us is much better. And Paul says we should put on the armor of God. And that's going to be our equipment against all the evil things that might happen. So we've got to be strong in the Lord who has all the power. And then we've got all this armor available for us. But we've got to be strong and we've got to pick up this armor and put it on. I've got a little Roman soldier up on the screen for you to look at, because that's what Paul was using to illustrate this armor. And we're actually going to have some real armor later on, because I've got a volunteer who's going to come up and put the armor on. But I can test you then to see if you've remembered what all the bits mean. So you have to listen. So, what are these bits of armor? Firstly, there's the belt of truth. The belt of truth. It holds all the soldiers' garments together so that they can move and nothing impedes his movement. When we buckle on that belt, it's like buckling on Jesus himself. Because Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. It's a bit like putting on one of those bracelets that say, what would Jesus do? It's a constant reminder that it's only Jesus who can lead us in the right way. So we've got that belt buckled up, we've got Jesus right there. And then there's a breastplate of righteousness guarding our hearts. That's what the breastplate does. And the heart's not just the vital bit of ourselves that keeps us alive, but it's where our feelings are. So that's keeping that safe. And it reminds us that we can have a right relationship with God through Jesus. I know it's a very big churchy word, righteousness, but it means we've got this right relationship with God. Jesus died for our sins so that we're accepted into God's family. And we've got a good relationship with God, our Father. And that protects our hearts against attack. And it's good to keep in touch with the God who loves us so much. Now, the soldiers' sandals were important to keep them stable. They stopped them slipping. And we need something to give us a firm footing, both to stand firm and to move forward. Our sandals are the good news of peace. Peace that God gives us, which is beyond our understanding. It was Jesus' parting gift to his disciples. When he left them, he said, "My peace I leave with you." And it's something special. It's our stability. It's our still center. We can know the peace that God gives us. And our sandals remind us of that. And then we hold on to the shield of faith, our belief in God our Savior. Now the Roman soldier's shield, that big thing, his side, was made of wood. And it was covered in leather, and it was bound in iron. And the leather was soaked so that if there were any flaming arrows, they would go out. I think Roman soldiers must have been very strong to hold these very heavy shields. But perhaps that's a reminder that our faith is really, really important. Because when doubts creep in, when we're a little bit depressed, faith in Jesus and his power is so important. And when we're tempted to do things wrong, we need our faith in his power to help us. There's a great thing about Roman shields. Because they're that shape, I know we get shields that are all sorts of different shapes, but Roman ones were all locked, and they could be locked together. So if you had a line of soldiers, they could lock their shields together and make a wall of shields. Isn't that a lovely picture of the church? Because we can be united together by our common faith behind this equipment that saves us from any temptation to do wrong. We help each other to stand firm behind our shield of faith. Now our head, which is the home of our brain and our thoughts and our minds, is protected by the helmet of salvation. We know that everything we've done in all our sins are forgiven because Jesus died for us. And we know that we're protected for the future from the power of sin. We can say, "I am saved," and we can face the future with confidence. And the last bit of God's equipment, God's armor, is the sword of the Spirit, which Paul says is the word of God, something which can be used for attack as well as for defense. Jesus himself used the word of God when he was tempted. He could answer all the devil's suggestions with a quote from the scriptures. And all through his life, he spoke the word of God to people who would accuse him. And he tied them up in knots. He turned their beliefs upside down. He made them speechless. That's how powerful the word of God is in the sword of the Spirit. And the written word of God in the Bible and the word of God in Jesus himself made flesh are such important gifts to us and such important equipment. They tell tell us all we need to know. They guide us and they help us to defend ourselves and to attack our society around us when the values are really not ours. Imprisoned soul, but we have this word which is so valuable. So that's all this armor. And then with all that armor on, Paul urges us to pray. That's the third thing we have to remember, to pray with the help that the Spirit gives us to find the right words to say. We pray for ourselves, we pray for other Christians as well, to be alert and to keep on praying, to keep on praying. These are the three things that we need to remember. Then we won't be wobbly or shaky Christians, but we'll be able to be good followers of Jesus, to be part of his body in the world, working for his kingdom to come, which is part of God's big plan that he wants us to be part of. I think we should have a real soldier up here now. You're coming up, Danny, to put this armor on. And let's see who can remember what the different bits mean. They may come in a different order. Right, what have we got here? We've got a helmet. What's it the helmet of? Who can remember? Salvation, that's right, quite right. Now, what have we got here? Something with Amazon on it. Oh, I see, that's got to go on. Sorry about that. That's his breastplate. And what's the breast? Manage under your arms. That's it. Arms up. How does that look? Now, who can remember what the breastplate stands for? No? Big churchy word? Yes. No? It's gone. It's gone. Right. Grown up. Who can remember? Yes, Betty. Righteousness, that's right. Being right with God. That's your sword, well, keep your sword. Right. Your shoes. Who remembers what the shoes are for? Yes. Peace, that's right. The peace that God gives us. Right. Belt?
Belt.
Belt. Who remembers what the belt stands for? Yes.
Truth.
It's the belt of truth. It's going on in a very strange way, but I can do fine, not a doubt. Right. A shield. What does the shield stand for? Yes, Miriam. Faith, that's right. You've got a sister called Faith, haven't you? So this shield is named after her, or she's named after the shield perhaps. Right, other hand, the sword of, yes, the Spirit, which is, what does it stand for? Adults? Yes. The Word of God. That's right. Well, you're very well equipped, Danny. I think Danny is better equipped than Bill and Bob to cope with all the things that come after him. You just stay there one little minute and we'll have a prayer about all this to remind ourselves. Let's pray. Lord, it's not easy to be a Christian in today's world any more than it was easy in Paul's day. There are lots of temptations, distractions, arguments which can take us away from you. Lord, keep us alert to these dangers. Help us to keep Jesus as our focus. Help us to understand the protection we can have from the armor that you provide. And keep us praying for ourselves and for all our fellow Christians so that we can stand firm and work for the coming of your kingdom. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. much, Danny. You can take your bag to put all your bits in when you get down there. Somebody will help you come apart, right? Right, we're going to sing a hymn now, which is, it reminds us we've got to be strong in the Lord and keep Jesus beside us. Christ be beside me. So let's stand. And our offerings will be received in this. Right.